Welcome to Hope Chapel. You're about to listen to Andrew Cole.
I want them sewn into the very fabric of our church because there is so much to be thankful for. It's all through. I was only talking with Ben this morning. All through the Bible, it talks about having thanksgiving, about being grateful. It's through every place you can look. It talks about how people was the very first thing on people's minds about being thankful and grateful to our God. So we don't get a chance often to just stop and be grateful and thankful for the season that we've just been in. Good or bad, rough or smooth, knowing that God is with you through every step of the way, there is always something to be thankful for. There's always something to be grateful for. And we want to celebrate that. Because you know what? It's the word of our testimony that helps us overcome. And if we don't hear what's going on in your lives, then it just goes on to the next season and the next season. Your story encourages others. What God is doing in your life will encourage us all. And it deserves, whether it's small or large, it makes no difference because it's all magnificent. And worthy to be praised this morning. I guess unless you've experienced addiction or something that overtakes your life, you don't realise the joy in a young man to understand that the faith is just not that he reads about anymore, now it's his faith. And I guess I love that about anybody that goes through these seasons, that all of a sudden they become personal to you. Even as young as 4, Jesus can reveal himself to us every step that we take, no matter what we go through. We started out this season, and we will, if you just give me 5 minutes, and then we'll go and eat. We started out this season talking about that winter is a time of preparation. The winter is a season for endurance and resilience, and winter heralds hope and future. I think we've heard those this morning just in a few people, and I'm sure there are many that can reiterate those stories over and over and over again. But we finish this season today. We finish our winter season today with 3 things. That I want to be thankful for this season. I'm not sure anybody that really loves the freezing mornings or the tornadoes. We had a tornado in Adelaide. Like, that's awesome. The hail and the winds and the... I'm not sure anyone really enjoys it. I don't mind it, actually, to be brutally honest, but I won't say that I love it. But I've enjoyed every season with a renewed vigour of understanding that I have to go through every season, and I want to be able to be equipped for every season. So I'm thankful for this winter season that we've had. And I'm thankful because of time. I won't go into all about my points, but I'll leave you with this. I'm thankful for this season for remembering. In Psalm 77, 11, 12, it says, I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your wonders of old. The psalmist urges us to remember God's wonders, God's little miracles in our lives, God's testimonies, God's faith steps that we've been able to take with his hand. Every step of the way, remember God's wonders. Perhaps there were moments during tough times through your winter when you felt his presence more than ever, when you've experienced his comfort, his guidance, or even the strength to endure. For every tear that you may have shed over these last 3 months, God was writing a story of resilience and hope. Don't fear that God is never there, because God is with you every step of the way. It's quite often when we feel God is far, God hasn't moved. It's quite often we do. So abide in him, and he will abide in you. Stay close to him and he'll stay close to you. Remain planted and attached to the vine and you'll produce 30, 60, 100 fold. You can't help but be fruitful when you remain connected with God. The second point I'm thankful for this season is celebrating. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old has passed and behold, the new has come. You've all heard the scripture. You just heard it outlived this morning. You just heard John saying, the old has passed and behold, the new has come. Was he saved before? Was he a Christian before? It's a relevant conversation. He knew of God. He was a church-going young man. The first time I met him, I knew there was something special about him. There's a special call on his life. I could feel the turmoil. He did sit down with me and share his problem once, his concern. And we've carried that. And I could feel the anguish and pain, the guilt and the shame, the worthlessness. But then I see him in worship with the joy of the Lord on his face, reaching out saying, God, I'm here. I want all that you have for me. None of my words could stop or help that addiction. I could comfort him, but that's all. What was required, and I believe is required for all of us, as a genuine, authentic encounter with your God. Those things will start to fall off like they were never attached to you. So keep going, John. Keep celebrating. And anyone that's got through anything this season, keep remembering, keep celebrating, because you are a new creation. The old has passed. Behold, the new has come. And the last thing I want to, if my voice comes back, the last thing I want to remember about this season or thankful, it's firstly water, and secondly, or thirdly, is expectant. Another famous scripture that is cliched and it's used everywhere, but Jeremiah 29:11. But just listen to these words this morning. For I know the plans that I have for you. This is what God is saying. There are plans to prosper you, to not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. I don't know what you're wanting out of life, but if you have a hope and a future, it's a pretty good start. See, addictions and things that take away from our lives start to affect that hope. It starts to affect your future plans because you don't even know whether you have a future. You don't know where your hope comes from. Well, this Thanksgiving and every service, we want to keep pointing to where our hope comes from. It doesn't come from any of us. It doesn't come from Michael playing the piano, even though it sounds so amazing. It comes from God. And our role is to lift your heads, lift our eyes to where our hope comes from, for you to have your own personal revelation, your own authentic breakthrough. You to be able to overcome the things that hold you back in God. The fear. That may not be anything like John had, but they could be anything simple. It could be the way you feel about yourself, the way you connect, the way you see your faith. It could be anything that holds you back. But God has given you a hope and a plan for the future. So can I encourage you to, for this next season, let me just say this. As we step into a new season next week, it's not just about this week looking back, but it's also about looking forward. The new season is filled with possibilities. I like standing at the threshold of something new. A new year, a new week, a new day, a new season. We're on the threshold of a new season. Winter is gone, spring is coming. I've looked and I've seen the almond blossoms. I've seen the beekeepers move the beehives to where the blossoms are. I've watched things transition over, and I've watched it for years. It just happens every single transition of season. Our seasons transition all the time. And it's incredible in the natural, but it does it in the spiritual as well. So can I encourage you with a season filled with possibilities? Can we approach it with hope, with confidence and purpose? God has a beautiful plan laid before us, often beyond our understanding or even our comprehension. Even in the midst of trials, even in the midst of things that perhaps don't work out our way, look to see God's way in all of that, and that He will see you through. Can I say that? Yes, I can say that. Because I've lived through season after season of disappointment and difficulty. It might be little. Today was a big day. Today is a lot to organise. This weekend's been a lot to organise. On the way to church, I get a phone call that my workshop's been broken into. I thought, I can't do that now. Like, what am I going to find? I'm going to go there and the doors are open and everything chucked out. I thought, maybe I can just leave it and I'll pick it up after church. So I drive down there and sure enough, the door's ajar and, you know, they've taken my brand new padlock. That's fine. And I thought, what am I going to find? I open up, my materials are pushed around. I don't know what's been stolen. I have no idea. But I walked away. I never felt fazed. And I'm not sure why, but I just didn't feel fazed. I just thought, no, I want to go and I want to fulfill what today's about. I'll get over that. I can buy another bit of timber. I can fix whatever's broken. I can replace potentially whatever has been taken. I sort of don't mind because I know where my investment is. And it's not in timber and it's not in machinery, even though they help my cause, but it's in people. It's in God Himself and it's in His Word. No matter what season we go through, there's always a brighter day. There's always something to look forward to. Don't look forward to winter drudgery and fire up for spring, but make all our seasons understand of how amazing they can be. We've heard some amazing testimonies for these 3 months. There are many more that I hope you write down. So let's look forward to next week. It's only another day, but it's a threshold of a brand new season. Let it be filled with hope and confidence that we have in God. May you pray and may you seek. May you write down goals. May you plan for your next season as much as you can. Sit down before God in your quiet time. Seek His face. Seek what it is that God is doing in your life. He might be asking stuff of you that you haven't done in any other season. He may ask you to step out. He may ask you to get involved. He may ask you to give a dollar a week for someone in need. He may just say, read, study my word. There are hearts being stirred here where God is asking people to go deeper in His word. I get excited about that because I witnessed that this morning. I witnessed the embryonic stages of someone speaking the oracles of God. I look forward to what's happening in your life. And I want to champion your cause. I want to lift up your hands and I want to be a cheerleader. I want to cheer you on every step of the way. So may God bless you. May us be thankful for our winter season. May us be joyful looking forward to spring, to see what possibilities and what our Thanksgiving service, our next one, will be filled with. Be bold. Be strong, for the Lord your God is with you. Amen.
Thank you so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed the message this week.